WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Monday Night Raw with me and Sam for another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We're on the road to Money in the Bank, and this show tonight had fantastic professional wrestling on it. And we were very sports entertained. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
We were quite sports entertained by this. I don't have that many complaints about it, if I want to be completely honest.
It really wasn't much to complain about on this show tonight, which is good, which is great, which is fantastic. You love not having complaints, because we just could talk about really good wrestling, which included Becky Lynch and Sonya Deville in a Money in the Bank qualifier. This was an underrated good match.
I would see this again. I would watch this again. Like, goddamn, this was good. This was really very enjoyable, very entertaining. It was nice to see a mix-up where you have Becky actually wrestle Sonya and Sonya actually wrestle Becky, because we don't get to see it that often.
No, you don't get to see it, especially this. They got about 12 minutes on this show. Poor Chelsea. She got thrown around like a ragdoll, but she went flying like a champ multiple times as Becky just tossed her repeatedly into the barricade. It's like, oh, she's taking that like a champ. That was perfect.
Yeah, she did. Props to her for that.
You had Zoe and Trish watching on, causing the musical distraction at one point. So it's like you have three people watching Sonya's back, watching Sonya's back. But Becky ends up getting the win. She is now qualified for Money in the Bank.
And she was determined.
She was very determined to get into Money in the Bank. And so was Zoe Stark, as she defeated Natalya later on in the program. Not as good of a match. Natty got some offense in, but a Trish distraction and a kick to the knee, allowing Zoe to hit her finish and head to Money in the Bank.
This was a really good quality match. Natty looked great. Natty did what she needed to do. Zoe looked really good. This is probably one of the best outings I've seen for Zoe in quite some time. She looked dominant. She looked strong. And it's a solid sign for her that they are putting her in Money in the Bank. And she could be a very strong contender to win it.
She could, in fact, be a strong contender to win Money in the Bank. The tag team division of Monday Night Raw in the women's division had a little bit of an encounter tonight, as Ronda and Shayna were just sort of here to legitimize the titles. Got interrupted by Katana and Kayden, and well, who couldn't think of any better way to start off their Raw debut than fighting the tag team champions? Rousey admired their stupidity. Shayna calls it maybe a little bit of bravery, led to a match between the two teams. Katana and Kaden came up on the short end, but a solid showing for them as they lost to Ronda and Shayna on this night. They tried to get them over a little bit, and it was all right.
Here's the thing. They could have really easily said, okay, we're just going to have Ronda and Shayna destroy them. They didn't do that.
No.
They were like, okay, let's make them contenders. Let's make them look strong. Even if they're going to lose, let's let them have a chance. Because, yeah, they lost this time, but that doesn't mean that they can't come back and win the next time.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's the right thing you need to do in a division that is honestly a little bit lacking. Like, your women's tag division, you're limited on options here.
You're limited on options, and that's why you're going to build people like the Caseys, who have been together, what, 4 years, they said on commentary tonight, and some of the longer reigning tag team champions in NXT history. So, they'll be fine. This was not a burial of them. Should they have won their debut? It doesn't really matter at this point. As long as they have strong outings, they'll be fine on the main roster. Plus, they were not going to be the champs on their first night as champs.
No, that was not going to happen.
So, yeah, we had a little bit of a backstage interaction with Shinsuke, Ricochet, and Bronson Reed. Bronson Reed said, he called me on a bad night last week, and things will be different next time. It led to Shinsuke and Ricochet, who had a banger of a match, but ended in a no contest when Bronson Reed came out and attacked Shinsuke Nakamura and Ricochet.
I have zero complaints about this. I'm here for this, actually. Because I like how you have your high flyer in Ricochet, you have your strong style ground guy in Shinsuke, and then you have your heavyweight in Bronson. That's a really nice balanced mix. So let's see where this goes.
Give me that three-way at some point in WWE.
Like, we were fed tonight, y'all. We got fed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
We had some more interaction with Chad Gable and Maxine Dupree as they're starting to get along. She's now dressed like them a little bit. They're sort of blending together.
Which means we are on the official road to ruin.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case on that one.
But it'll be a fun road to ruin, so let's go.
In the sheer defeat Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. They just beat their ass before the match even started.
They looked very angry.
They did look very.
They beat people up.
They did look very angry. So we're at least getting people with names now.
It's a step in the right direction. Again, they are trying to reestablish them as a dominant force, as a dominant team, because as we all know, there have been problems. So they want to make, I think they're basically taking them the Authors of Pain route, which if they do it right, it should be good, because that gives you a solid contender for Sammy and Kevin, and you need to build a solid contender for Sammy and Kevin, because if you look at the landscape right now, it's a little difficult.
We're going to talk about Sammy and Kevin here in just a second, but there was a good video package for Johnny Gargano. He mentioned the way. So last week we got one on Candace. This week we got one on Johnny. I expect one for Indy or Dexter next week just to see how this goes and just sort of showcasing them all before they put them all officially back together and show them the way. It's kind of the way I see that going.
I mean, they could just, you know, do both Indy and Dexter together because we're all about Index here.
Yeah, but dragging things out, that's what they're good at.
Dragging their feet.
Mm-hmm. Paul Heyman was backstage. He hyped up Friday Night SmackDown and Jay's choice and decision and whether he's going to stand by his brother, Solo Sikoa. He said, you could share a womb with Jimmy, but you will never be closer in life to the tribal chief. He said he will acknowledge his tribal chief this Friday on SmackDown or else. Saw some people up in arms. Oh my God, Paul Heyman's on Raw, even though he's supposed to be a SmackDown guy. If you're going to be mad that Paul Heyman is on your television for 60 seconds, touch grass.
Wait, people were mad about that?
Because it's ruined the brand split. He's supposed to be a SmackDown person.
It's Paul fucking Heyman. He can do whatever the hell he wants, number one. Number two, let us have our drama and leave us alone, okay? There are people out here who are very clearly enjoying this storyline because they're persisting with it, and it was one of the highest rated storylines of SmackDown last week. And of the last, like, what, year? 2 years? Something like that?
Highest rated segment in 2 years. 40 million people have seen it worldwide on social.
Just let us do our thing. Like, it's because now is about to get real. It's the moment we have been waiting 3 years for. It's Jey Uso being called on the carpet, and he has to decide, 3 years after the fact, where does he actually stand? Has Roman beaten him down enough, beaten him in enough, that Jey will submit and comply? Or did Sammy get to him enough, and Jimmy's actions get to him enough, that he's like, there's some fucking hope here. Yeah. Maybe I can finally get out.
Mm-hmm. So,
and that's the question, and that's what we all want to know, so just let us have it.
Yeah. So Sammy and Kevin were asked backstage what they thought of the drama, and Zayn's not one to tell anyone, one to say he told you so, but it's nice to see the Usos stand up for themselves. Well, Jimmy did. Remains to see what Jey does. This brought in Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci. Kaiser said there would be a problem for the tag team champions. Owens was getting all up in arms about, accused them of breaking the rule of interrupting their promo time despite not being mentioned. Gunther walked in again, and Owens lacks the discipline. Gunther said he is a disciplined man and he needs to teach Owens some discipline. Owens then assumed you're talking about my temper, so I'm all, gets all mad and all fired up. There's a ring. Let's go to the ring. Let's go fight to the ring. And to the ring they went. Gunther, Kevin Owens, hell of a battle, hell of a fight. Gunther won, but that was a badass match.
I want to see that again.
We'll get it again for the Intercontinental title probably at some point. That was awesome.
It was I can't believe we got that for free. We shouldn't have gotten that for free. But I'll take it.
Take it for damn sure. So backstage, Riddle was being interviewed. He's tired of seeing Gunther cheat week after week. He said he didn't think Gunther would be Intercontinental Champion if it wasn't for his sidekicks. Speaking of the sidekicks, Kaiser and Vinci showed up. Kaiser told Riddle to watch his mouth. Riddle asked what he's going to do about it, and then Kaiser poked at him and slapped him. And Riddle then, you know, got Vinci down in an ankle lock. So we're building to Gunther and Riddle, probably for Money in the Bank.
Okay, all right.
Which will be a solid title defense for Gunther at Money in the Bank.
It will be an interesting title defense, that's for sure.
Then it's time for Miz TV.
Oh, this segment.
So much here.
Oh my god, I hated this and I love this at the same time.
And it started...
Somebody finally fucking said it.
So... Miz said Cody looked dashing tonight. He's talking about Rhodes challenging Brock to show up anything for a fight. Miz then recalled Lesnar beating Cody and breaking his arm. Don't you think that's kind of stupid? Said Miz. Right out of the gate, hey, Mike. And he corrected him. It's on the show. It's the Miz. Cody said some people said it was crazy, and one person said it took balls. You know a tiny bit about that, right? Rhodes then assumed that the Beast was on his annual hibernation and said he wouldn't be seeing him for a while. Miz said he loves surprises and he had one for Cody tonight that was even better than the Beast. It was Dominic. Fans were booing a lot. Everyone told the crowd, Ripley told the crowd to be quiet because Dom had something to say. Dom was booed some more. Miz said, let him talk. Cody, in a very sincere voice, goes, yeah, don't boo Dom. Dom said he was happy when Miz invited him. He recalled Cody talking about he was the big dog in the yard last week. Dom said that Cody's just a little birdie with a broken wing to someone who has done hard time. Dom then talked about Cody releasing his upcoming schedule. It makes him a bad father because he should be home with his daughter. Cody said he had empathy for Dom and said Dom had a worse prison tattoo than he does.
Ooh.
Cody said Rey Mysterio might not be perfect. Cody said he knew Rey made some terrible mistakes, and he said he knew that because he was looking at one. Cody turned his back, got slapped by Dom. The Miz got laid out with the cast. This was great. There were shots fired.
This had a little bit of heat on it. Just a little bit. Like this was just a tad bit spicy, and I think it was fine. Like, the fact that somebody finally called out Tom on the whole prison time thing was
you
perfect.
Spent 15 minutes in prison or something like that, and yeah, and it was his, you really know, hard time. Oh, that was like, so good.
It was such a good line. It was like, oh damn, I hate that they did that, but I love it at the same time.
It was good stuff. Really good stuff. But then Monday Night Raw opened with Seth freaking Rollins. He said it's been a nonstop party since winning the World Heavyweight title. In the midst of it all, he said he wondered when was the last time a world title match has been held live on Raw. He said it's been nearly 2 damn years. And that's too damn long. This brought out Damian Priest and Finn Balor. Priest and Rhea and Dom have their own business, which we just talked about, and added Rollins should only be worried about him. Then he mocked Balor accompanying Priest and asked if he has to hold his hair wherever he goes, whether down the slide and or to even to the bathroom or whatever. Balor said everyone loves Mr. Funny Man. Rollins said everyone loves singing his song, which caused everyone to do it. Balor got the crowd to do it. Balor said Priest would take the title tonight. Priest said Rollins is a deserving champion with a resume that speaks for itself. Priest said Rollins is beating pretty much everyone he's ever been in the ring with, but so have I. He said he didn't think he'd get the opportunity anytime soon, but he'll take it, and he will not fall. Priest said he doesn't need any other members of the Judgment Day to beat Seth Rollins. Seth is like, okay, be a man of your word. Put your money where your mouth is. Leave your crew in the back. Rollins says it's probably best to leave Balor in the back because he doesn't fare well when they fight. Poked him in the shoulder. Balor was upset. Priest then accepted the terms and said he would be champion by the end of the night. Rollins said no matter how you slice it, his title reign is already longer than Balor's was.
Ooh.
So there you go.
More shots fired.
More shots fired. So the main event, really good match between Damian Priest and Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth got the win. Finn did come out. Priest was a little PO'd about it at the end. He also took a hard shot into the barricade, which caused a shoulder injury. He couldn't get Seth Rollins up for the razor's edge. Seth would end up getting the win, retaining the championship, and then had a stare down with Finn Balor to end Monday Night Raw.
Again, this was top tier all the way. No complaints about this whatsoever. The match was absolutely fantastic. Again, this is something we should not have gotten for free, but we did, and absolutely nobody will complain about it. And if you do, you need to reassess your priorities. Because like I said, this was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. This whole show was good, full of great wrestling throughout the night. Storyline advancement, and we're headed to Money in the Bank, so we assume it's Finn and Seth and Money in the Bank. It's gonna be Gunther and Riddle and Money in the Bank, the two Money in the Bank ladder matches. We're building. We're cooking. Maybe we'll get Dom and Cody at Money in the Bank. Who knows? That would be interesting.
Honestly, I would not be that upset about Dom and Cody. I would actually like to see how that dynamic works, especially with the addition of Rhea, just because you have such different characters in Cody and Dom and Rhea, different perspectives, different everything. You really do have the classic heel face dynamic going on.
Mm-hmm. And also will keep Cody out of Money in the Bank.
Yes.
Which is smart right now because his focus is Brock and not the World Heavyweight title.
You keep him busy.
Keep him busy. But that'll do it for us here on the Raw Post Show. Thursday night we're back and we're talking some wrestling and a little Fortnite.
That's right. The brand new season of Fortnite drops on Friday, so we are going to preview it and talk all about it, as well as news, notes, tweet of the week, all your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild.com.
Maybe we'll stream Fortnite Friday night. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things go, but we for sure will be on Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Fortnite with friends, followed by CB Radio. We'll do the WTR Fantasy AEW draft on Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, which means Sunday night we're doing the WTR Fantasy Draft on WTR Sunday night. Woot.
Yay.
We gotta get our win back, so we're coming for revenge.
I mean, do we? We've won pretty much every time since we started doing the team stuff. Like, do we really, really, really need to get our win back? I just don't feel like this is a thing.
I feel like it's a thing. We need to get our win back.
I mean, we could just let it go and just, you know, not do fantasy again.
No, we are. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, it's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. With Fortnite coming up in the brand new season, you can use creator code RocketSucker or
Lens M Ward
when you buy your battle passes or anything in the Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LENSWD. Check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LensWard, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. We are in that awkward gap, so I'll be streaming Genshin tomorrow, but on Wednesday, we are getting 1.1, which means I will be logging in late and may or may not be rolling, so tune in, check it out, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLensWard, lensward.rockradioshow.com, or just LensWard on the YouTubes. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things, please. Thank you!
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com. /MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.